everyone, and welcome back to the Hurry Up Podcast. I'm your host, David Giardino, and I'm joined today by Brandon Ganasty.
What's up?
All right, so mostly today we're going to be talking about trades that just happened and potential trades heading into the trade deadline. First thing we want to talk about is PJ Tucker just got traded to the Bucks. I believe they for DJ Wilson and DJ Augustine. And the Rockets got a Bucks pick from 2023, and the Bucks got back their own pick from 2022. And in the trade, the Phoenix Suns got Torrey Craig as well. So what are your thoughts on that?
Man, this has been swept under the rug, but this is a huge deal. This is a perennial playoff player that has been a key rotation piece on many of the best teams in the league. Has been swept. He's a savvy veteran who can shoot the three ball, defend 1 through 5, in my opinion. Well, maybe not the 1, but 2 through 5, in my opinion. And man, he's a huge pickup.
I really like it, and I think he's going to bring some good depth to that team. And I agree with you. I think he's had a bad year thus far, but it's the Rockets. They're not. They just lost
worst team in the league by far.
Yeah, they just lost their 20th straight game. So I mean, if I were him, I probably wouldn't be having that great of a year either. But like, come playoff time, his shooting especially is going to be very, very useful down the stretch in close games. Having a guy that is probably been the best corner three shooter over the last 5 years, I think it's going to be really big for them. And then Houston, I think they got Milwaukee to maybe overpay a little bit for him, and so I think they did a good job of getting off his contract as well. Now that that's done with, let's move on to the trade deadline. I just want to first start, I'm not going to talk about specific scenarios, but just what are some moves you would want to see? Let's start with big moves. What superstar do you want to be seen?
I want to see LaMarcus Aldridge moved. Where? I want to see LaMarcus Aldridge to be moved to either the Portland Trailblazers, or this one might be a stretch, but I would like to see him on the Bucks, maybe.
I don't know about the Bucks because Brook Lopez is already there, and so I don't know how much of a fit that would be.
I think LaMarcus Aldridge, if they could get rid of Brook Lopez's maybe sort of inflated contract for LaMarcus Aldridge, I think he's pretty much an upgrade. Brook Lopez's defense is vastly overrated at this point in his career. Maybe. And I think you need a 1-2 punch scoring with, you know, a tandem of Drew Holiday and LaMarcus Aldridge to keep that team afloat whenever Giannis goes out of the game. Because historically, they're one of the worst teams in the league whenever he's not in the game.
Yeah, I do see where you're coming from with that. And I guess I would like that.
If they could throw Middleton in the deal, I think that would be work for everybody. Because I think Middleton on the Spurs would be a great fit.
I think that's a way overpay. The deals that they were talking about for Aldridge, at least for the Celtics, was Grant Williams in a second. Grant Williams, Tristan Thompson in a second.
I still wouldn't do that because I don't think you'd be a good fit on the Celtics for their timeline or for anything. But I don't know. I want to see him move to either, I don't know, another player that I would like
I like Portland. I like Portland. I agree with you there. I like the reunion. Because, you know, and it would just be a great story that, like, he left so that CJ could become a star. And then now that he has to come back. And I think that puts them into contention, quite honestly. Because Dame has been playing like an MVP over the last couple of games.
Another move I would like to see. I have a couple of moves I want to see. I want to see Kevin Love to the Lakers. Or I would like to see Kyle Lowry to the Clippers.
I want to see Lowry to the Mavericks.
I think he'd be a great fit there, but it's just...
I think the Mavs... So, one thing, I'm really mad I missed last week because I was going to talk about the Mavs a little bit. I think this is... I predicted them to be a really good team at the beginning of the year. And so far, they have not been a very good team.
They've just been... I'm not going to say they've been terrible. They've just been mid-pack.
But they had the second hardest schedule in the first half of the year. And now they have the second...
schedule. You can't... That's not an argument.
No, they had the second toughest going in, and now they have the second easiest coming out of the All-Star break. So I would not be surprised if I saw them jump up to maybe a 4 or 5 seed in the West.
Hey, yeah, anything can happen. Anything is possible.
Ian, and I don't know. I just think Lowry would be a perfect fit there because I think he can play off ball with Luka, and then he's obviously a great defender. He gives heart, and he's a winner too. I just like the fit there.
Well, I think also, but on the other hand, combining Lowry with Kawhi and PG gives that three-level scoring offense that the Nets have maybe to compete with them in the finals, because LeBron's injury is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We don't know how long this is going to affect him. Given his age, this is dangerous territory that we're going into.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and they're not, like, they don't have that big of a lead out of, I think, 5 in the West right now. They're still top 3, but they're only a couple of games out of 5 or 6. And with the shortened season, and like you said, they don't have Bron or AD, so I don't really see them winning that many games. Could be big. I think other Western Conference teams really need to take advantage of that. Do I really think it's going to matter in the playoffs? No. They're still my favorite to come out of the West. But seeding wise, I maybe like look for the Nugget. Maybe Nuggets, Trailblazers, Mavs, maybe even Warriors to like try to make some moves to up their position with this injury.
I think the West playoffs are really interesting this year because there's no powerhouse. You know, there's no absolute. Like, the Lakers looked like a powerhouse second half of the season last year. They just looked tired this time around. And who knows, maybe we'll get the classic LeBron flip of the switch as soon as they get into it, but they're hungrier teams. The Lakers don't look that hungry this year.
Yeah, I think they're having, you know, the same kind of... I don't want to compare them to the Warriors because they're obviously not as good as the Dynasty Warriors were, but, like, I think we're seeing a similar team to maybe what LeBron did a couple of years ago in Cleveland, where it was like they don't care about the regular season right now, and they haven't had Anthony Davis for a really long time, and so I think they know that they can win anywhere, and they know they're the favorites, and they know that they can beat any team in the West in the 7-game series. So I just don't really think they care that much about the regular season. But on the other hand, if you're another team in the West, like the Jazz, Blazers, Suns, Nuggets, you want to be getting as high up in the standings as possible because you want any little advantage that you can get.
I mean, yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Can I just say a player that is completely fallen off of the radar, who has improved consistently every year and is phenomenal at this point? I think De'Aaron Fox has really fallen off of the radar.
I don't even get me started on the Kings and how that they've screwed up his career so far.
I mean, he is
an all-star level talent.
Right now, we're at a Devin Booker level, like.
Maybe. I don't know if it's.
No, not him as a player, but he's going through Devin Booker's career path right now.
Oh, yes.
Consistently improving, but the team is just.
The team is just terrible. And it's not even dumb luck that they're bad. It's just pure incompetence by the franchise. Like, they keep Luke Walton as a head coach. They are terrible at drafting. They're like, or besides Tyrese Haliburton. But, like, they need to do something quick because if I'm De'Aaron Fox, I want out. I want out right now because I don't – you're right. He's an all-star level talent, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know,
what do you think about Lonzo Ball rumors? So
I was just about to say, man, Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, the top two I've heard are
LeVar, that stupid head. Oh my god!
The top two I've heard are the Clippers and the Bulls. I like the Clippers. I'm just gonna say that right now because I think he's a better Pat Bev, that is not a complete liability on offense.
I do not think he is. What makes Pat Bev is the pit bull, the dog in him. Lonzo has no dog. He's an okay defender, but he's not a defensive leader.
Yeah, no, okay, you're right. That was a bad. He can bring the same defense.
And he can facilitate, which they definitely need.
And, you know, he wouldn't be used in the same way that the Pelicans are using him. I don't know. He's improved so much this year, and that's going under the radar because he's being used as a spot-up shooter. And that's not who he is, and that's not where he excels. The Pelicans are another
team. That's just how the NBA is played, though, at this point.
But
every player has to be a spot-up shooter.
No. But he's shown that he can be one, but it's obviously not where he's best used. Like, the Pelicans are completely misusing him, and I think they're misusing Zion as well. That team should not be the 11th seed right now.
Whose fault do you think that is? Do you think that's Stan Van Gundy's fault?
I think it is.
Because but what are the odds that Alvin Gentry and Stan Van Gundy, two frankly, you know, legendary, iconic coaches, are misusing a player like this? Two well-known, tried-and-tested coaches are misusing
these
two
players. I don't know if Gentry did. I don't know if Gentry misused him that much. Because I don't know if he had enough games to misuse Zion. I just don't... Watching Pelicans... Like, I saw a stat where they have... like 11 games where they've blown double digit leads or lost just, games where they had double digit leads. 11 out of their 24 losses, they blew double digit leads in.
You know, they're a young team. I think they need a little more time.
But I think, I also think that at the end of the games, I was watching a couple of Pelicans games earlier this year. When they get to the end of the games, and especially when they're down, they revert back to Brandon Ingram iso ball.
That's what a young team does. That's just exactly how young teams operate.
But at some point, a coach needs to step in and be like, oh, let's maybe get the ball to our all-star this year, like our Zion, who is averaging over 25 a game and like only on his left hand, which is incredible. If you watch him play, like he's putting up the numbers he's putting up really without using his right hand. So when he unlocks that, he's going to be really, really, really special. I just think they need to play through him a little bit more than what they are right now, because they're the 11 seed. That's not where they should be. That this team's better than that. And Eric Bledsoe has just been god-awful. He's just like, his whole career has been like, Eric Bledsoe is a solid regular season point guard that's going to give you defense and maybe can knock down an open shot. He just has done absolutely nothing this year. It's just, that team should be way better than it is.
Oh, hey, I am agreeing with every point you're making.
let's move to your Celtics. Right, let's move to your Celtics. What are some moves you want to see them make at the...
I think it's at the point where everybody knows they're not going to contend this year. I say, for now, I think you ride it out. You let Rob Williams develop. You let the young guys, Pritchard, develop. You let Tatum and Brown. I think this year can be sort of boiled down to an experiment of letting Tatum and Brown try and figure it out and work on their leadership for the coming years. And I think this year is an experiment. I don't think anything's final is happening, but I'll tell you what I do want to happen over the offseason. I want to see Kemba out of town.
Okay.
I want to see a serviceable point guard that can do something, because Kemba is a liability right now on offense and defense. It's like it's playing so many years purely being the man. And look, he has on nights, he has off games, he has on games, but more likely they're like 11-point games, which is terrible considering the amount of money that he's being paid. And here's the thing. He used to be a great player. I think he's a great iso ball player when his shot's there and he's not injured. But so many years of just being the absolute man in Charlotte have degraded his basketball IQ.
I don't disagree with you. I don't completely agree with you, because I still think he can be that guy. He just hasn't been able to get any sort of consistency. But he hasn't shown like anything to support me saying that, so I can't say that you're wrong. But what do you think you could get for him? Because his market has to be incredibly dry right now.
Who knows? Maybe you could sort of work out some kind of John Collins trade.
No, there's no way the Hawks take that.
Listen, the Hawks don't want young pieces. They want older guys who are going to help them win.
But they already have Trae Young. They're not going to run Kemba off the bench. And that backcourt would that would be so bad. Can you imagine? There would be absolutely no
defense. What about maybe you could get something going with the Grizzlies?
For who?
Jaren Jackson Jr.
No way.
Just let me dream. Let me dream. I don't know. I don't see how any team would want Kemba. Yeah. And I don't know who the Celtics would want in return.
So, okay, so you say that this is a experimental year and you're not going to contend now, which I agree with you. I don't even think you crack top five in the East. Maybe you get to the fifth seed by the end of the year, but I think Miami solidified themselves as a better team than you guys but at this point, which I did call earlier in the year, by the way. But I think we're both in agreement that this team, even if it keeps developing as it is probably not a championship team.
Well, here's the thing. The season started off great, but Tatum was completely derailed, and the team was completely derailed by COVID, and every team was. But man, it feels like it hit the Celtics especially hard. And Tatum has just not been the same player since, and he's gone on record talking about how he's not been the same player and how COVID has affected his stamina.
Yeah.
He looked like a top 10 player at the beginning of the season, and ever since he came back from COVID.
But do you think this roster as is right now is a championship team?
I think if everything panned out and players developed the way that they were expected to develop, like Nesmith is a shooter, and Jeff Teague was expected to be a usable player, Thompson was expected to be better than he is. I think if everything meshed together perfectly, and keep in mind, man, Grant Williams, before he's had this shambolic year, terrible. Oh my God, he's one awful. Of the worst players in the league. But listen, keep in mind, last year Brad Stevens trusted him enough to contend for the final shot of the 7-game series against the Raptors. He was on the floor for that in the final minutes. That's how much they trusted him as a rookie. Obviously, they expected him to develop, but he looks worse than he did the year before.
He's so bad this year. He's awful this year.
Oh my God.
I don't think that this team is good enough. As much they can develop all they want, I don't think this team is good. I love Robert Williams. He absolutely should be starting right now. No excuses for him not to be playing above 30 minutes a game. He's had an incredible year. I don't think that he's a starter caliber on a championship team.
Right now.
I don't think he's going to develop into one. I think he can play a similar role to Montrezl Harrell, but with more talent. I think he's going to be really good spark plug.
I don't think
that he's a starter.
No. What makes him special as a center? He's special. He's unique. Not just because of his athleticism. What makes Robert Williams special is his passing ability and his eye for the game. I see some Jokic-level passes. There are flashes of greatness.
Okay.
Look, man. Listen, I'm telling you right now, he's going to be special if, you know, barring all injuries, knock on wood, he's going to be a special player. And we're going to see him get better and better as time goes on.
That's our main difference.
His peak potential, I think he could be a starter on a championship-caliber team.
See, but if I'm the Celtics, I solidify that in getting a Miles Turner.
No.
I absolutely do.
Miles Turner is not a starter. Okay, we're not going to get into this.
Miles Turner is absolutely a starter on a championship team.
He is not a good player. He's not good. One of the worst defenders.
One of the worst?
He's terrible. He's not a good defender.
And he's top three in defensive player of the year voting this year.
That is shambolic. That is blasphemous.
Oh, God. One of the worst.
He's not great. He's not great.
Oh, all right, man. So let's just move around the league a little bit more. Talk about your... Wait, you don't like a Harrison Barnes deal or a Terrence Ross deal with the Celtics?
I do, but I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. Let's...
I think Danny has...
Let's go through. Let's just like quickly run through each team and see if there's a move that you want them to. We want them to make at the trade deadline. Let's go top to bottom, conference by conference. 76ers, do they need to make any moves?
I think they could use one more guy.
Like a who?
I think they could use one more maybe wing. Maybe, you know, honestly, they're a pretty complete team across the board.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're good.
Barring injuries,
of course. Yeah, all this is barring injuries minus the season-ending ones. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn, I'm assuming, What are we thinking for Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Yeah, they could use a center, but I think honestly, DeAndre Jordan has been getting the job done. I mean, they could use an Andre Drummond.
I think they could. I like a Drummond if it's a buyout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Blake move was pretty lateral, and I think we saw that tonight. Even though it was his one his debut. Yep, that's a word.
How did he look?
He was fine. I mean, he finally got a dunk.
Yeah, hey, his dunking. There we yeah. go.
But I he just gives them more offense, doesn't really give them any defense. So I do think maybe a Drummond can come in and be that guy if they can get anybody. I think maybe if they're doing signings, maybe like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. I like him as a versatile defender for that team. I think they need a rim protector or just another really, really solid defender. All right, Milwaukee.
I think they need...
PJ Tucker,
He was great, but they could always, especially Milwaukee as a team, they always could use more scoring outside of Giannis. I think Harrison Barnes might be a great trade target for them. They could use an ISO scorer who can get them a bucket.
A guy to come off the bench, yeah. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to keep PJ Tucker as mine. I think Brooklyn really missed out if they didn't even go for PJ Tucker, because that PJ Tucker on the Nets would have been a perfect fit. All right, Atlanta, 4 seed in the East right now on an 8-game win streak. By the way, the Nate McMillan hiring was perfect, and they should absolutely sign him to a longer deal at the end of the season. We all knew Nate McMillan was a great coach. I think we were all a little bit confused on why the Pacers fired him, but I think they will trade Collins because they don't want to pay him the max, because he wants a max. I don't think he's worth a max, they don't either. So depending on what they get for him, that might be their move. But at the same time, you are the 4 seed in the East and are a very young team. So they're kind of in an impossible situation right now. They could really screw things up, or they could really propel themselves. I'm not really sure. All right, Miami Heat. I know they just made...
They gave away
Myers Leonard for Trevor Ariza, which is a great pickup.
Great. Yeah, I think they're set.
I do too, and I would not be surprised if they're another... Maybe not finals run, but like deep playoff run. I don't think that much has changed with this team, especially with Jimmy Butler back.
I think they're out in the first round, honestly.
Okay. Right. I think they beat Atlanta.
Oh, if they face Atlanta, I think Atlanta is barbecue chicken.
Then if they move into four, like I think their realistic opponents are Atlanta, New York, or Boston, and I think they beat all three of them.
If Boston gets it together to win the first round...
Oh, my God,
Listen, man. I'm not saying they're going to win the first round. Listen, I'm not saying they're going to win the first round, but if they get it together to win the first round, I take Boston.
For the record, I've been saying the Heat would beat the Celtics in a 7-game series since absolutely the start of the year.
Absolutely would not.
You still aren't saying that?
I think the Heat, at this point, are a great matchup for the Celtics because... Do you know why? Do you know why the Celtics play so well against the Heat?
Why?
Now? Because they're hungry against them. The issue with the Celtics this year is that they've had a lack of energy and a lack of desire when they're on the floor.
All right, whatever.
But whenever they play the Heat, man, they're hungry and they want it. So I'm not going to count them out.
Okay, all right. Let's move to the Knicks. Any moves you want to see the Knicks make?
I think D-Rose was the... They got D-Rose, and I think they're...
Yeah.
They just got to keep their young guys, let their young guns develop. They're still not there yet as a team, and they're... Yeah.
They're a couple years away.
You can't go all in at this point. Yeah.
They're a couple years away. And I'm glad they're starting Emmanuel quickly now because he absolutely deserves to be starting. I think him, RJ, and Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson are going to be a good core for a while. So I agree with you. Don't go all in right now. Be happy with making the playoffs and then wait for your window, because their window is not now. All right, we talked about the Celtics, but if you could name one move.
There are so many moves I want to see, but we're not going to get anything, so I'm just going to throw this out. I know we're not going to get any trades, or we're not going to get any trades, or we're going to have a massive blockbuster deal, because that's just how Danny Ainge rules.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If I could throw one thing out there that I want IT.
Oh, that would be so nice. That'd be great. And now it actually makes sense. At the beginning of the year, it didn't make sense because we had hope for Jeff Teague. It'd be a good signing now. I would love to see that. I'm going to say Miles Turner, and we'll leave it at that. Or even if they can pull off Vucevic.
I don't think at this point.
I don't think they can, but...
They should have gone for Vucevic if they were in contending position.
We'll get to the Magic later, but they're also such a mess. Charlotte.
But that's... No, yeah, okay.
Charlotte. With LaMelo. LaMelo is now out for the rest of the year.
Whoa.
Keep in mind. Yeah, he had a wrist injury today.
Whoa. Okay, they're not making the playoffs.
No, I don't think... Yeah, I definitely don't think they're going to make the playoffs now. It sucks because he was having an incredible year.
They were a lot definitely, of fun to watch, too.
They were so much fun to watch. Bright future for them, obviously. But do you sell a little bit now that you don't really have playoff hopes anymore?
I think you just stand pat and wait until next year.
Okay.
Maybe if you could find a way to get younger in the center position with Cody Zeller, I'd go for it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I don't know. Maybe you get drafted.
He's a solid center.
He's solid.
He's fine. Serviceable.
You know what I realized the other day? They let Kemba walk because they didn't want to pay an aging star over $30 million. And then the next offseason they went out and paid an aging star over $30 million.
That's why everybody was so mad, man. Gordon Hayward.
Oh. I'm very happy for Hayward, but like, come on, Charlotte. Trust MJ, I guess. You got.
And that was when Kemba was healthy.
Yeah. Hayward's having a hell of a year, though.
He's having a pretty good year, and
it makes me very happy. I know it makes you mad, but like, I knew he was going to have a good year because he had one of the most underrated years
Disgusting.
Ever last year.
Disgusting.
Last year, he had a great year, and I knew he was going to have an even better one.
This is disgusting. I can't believe you're praising this.
I'm absolutely praising him because he deserves to be healthy and playing well.
He deserves to never make the playoffs again because that's what he chose when he left a good team.
Indiana.
I hope when he shows up at the Garden, I hope they boo him.
Indiana. It was really good to see Caris LeVert's debut a couple weeks ago or a week ago or whenever it was. Time is interesting. He's obviously a great player, and I think he's going to help them get into the playoffs. But is there a move you want to see them make?
No, I think they're pretty good all around. I don't understand why they're trying to pawn off Miles Turner the way they are.
Yeah, I don't either. He's
still pretty young. He's
25, I think. Yeah, he still has a ton of room to grow.
Sabonis is great, and the new guy that they got. Caris LeVert is going to be great once he sort of gets back into the flow of the game. And
Really know why they are the way they are. I don't understand why they're out of the playoff right now.
It's just, you know, the season's been unfair to everybody. I think this is...
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But although I will say I do have concerns about this team because I'm always concerned about a team that does not have a bona fide superstar that can carry you in a playoff series, and I don't think Sabonis is that. Quite yet. He isn't even leading the team in scoring. It's Brogdon is.
Mm-hmm.
So that always scares me. So I would like for them to make a blockbuster deal at some point. Maybe not this year. But I think they're just always going to be like that 5 seed that gets bounced in the first round. That's like a tough first round but gets bounced until they make like an actual splash.
No, I agree. I agree. Man. I think the Pacers... At a certain point, you need to look at this. I wouldn't even call it mediocrity. They have I'm not going to say sustained greatness. I'll say sustained goodness. Because they've been good for the last 10 years, but never great. And I don't know. I feel like at a certain point, you got to take a look at it if you're the owner. And you got to do what the owner of the Rockets did and say, we're either going all in and we're going to win or we're going to lose really badly. And they got to do something outrageous, something controversial. Something interesting to get basketball fans engaged, aside from just playing it safe and being good, which they do every year.
They're just in no man's land right now. They're like not.
They're not even in no man's land though. They're
They're a solid playoff team, but like,
yeah,
but like they're not contenders, but they're not a lottery team. So, like, they just need to get out of that. All right, Chicago. What are we thinking? Because they're in the playoff picture right now, which is good. Bulls basketball is, it's good to see them.
I think that also just speaks to how terrible the East is.
I don't think the East is that bad. I just think Zach LaVine has picked it up, and Lauri Markkanen's having an incredibly a good bounce back year. Kobe White's looked pretty good.
Incredibly good. I think it's good.
A good bounce back year. What do you want to see? What kind of a move do you want to see them make?
I want to see a veteran.
Oh, okay.
I want to see them get George Hill.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. I was also thinking Lonzo would fit perfectly in there, but I like the veteran angle because they already have one of the best vets in the league, in Thad Young. I think he's incredibly underrated in what he does in talking to Bulls fans this year and watching them play. Thad Young is going to be a very valuable asset on a championship team sooner or later. But yeah, I like the veteran angle too. I think they might be the team that replaces Charlotte in the playoffs.
Yeah, either them or the Pacers.
Or maybe the Toronto Raptors, who are currently on an 8-game losing streak. What do you want to see them do?
I don't really know what they can do. I don't want to see them sell Kyle Lowry. I want to see him retire there.
I do too, but it's time. It's absolutely time.
There's not necessarily a time. Sometimes if a star wins with the team, why can't you pull a Kobe or a Dirk and just ride it out?
Because he's not Kobe or Dirk. I don't...
He's the Raptors version.
Yeah, maybe, but they just need... I think they need to blow it up. I've been saying it all year.
What does blowing it up mean, though?
They don't have anybody young.
Yeah, well, they have Malachi Flynn. They have Terrence Davis. They have Chris Boucher. They have some young guys.
Yeah, Siakam but none of them, that old. Isn't that old, but like I think they need to get rid of Lowry and Van Vliet at least.
Van Vliet is worth a lot. You can get something good for him. I don't know what you can get for Lowry at this age, but you can get something for Van Vliet.
I think the Mavs would give him a first at least.
Van Vliet would be a great fit on the Mavs.
For Lowry, I mean Van Vliet too, but I think the asking price would be a little higher for Van Vliet. I think Lowry could be like Tim Hardaway. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Tim Hardaway, another younger guy, and a first for Lowry. I think that would make sense for both sides.
Totally agree.
But
totally.
I just think the Raptors are just not good anymore and need to blow it up.
Yeah. I mean, they're so consistently good. Who knows if it's been COVID but something's not working. So.
But they're 4 games out of the playoffs right now.
We are entering a different age.
I know, it's crazy. Cleveland.
I want to see them get rid of Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
Maybe Kevin Love.
I think Kevin Love's too good of a locker room guy for them. I think he is way too valuable as a locker room guy. And I know you don't want your locker room guy making $30 million, but from what I've heard, I don't think they're going to get rid of him. Absolutely, they should get rid of Drummond. Jared Allen should be playing the full minutes for that team, especially now that they know that they're not going to make the playoffs.
Maybe JaVale McGee.
Ooh, JaVale would be a good
on Nets. The Lakers. They could get him to the Lakers.
Yeah, get him back to the Lakers. Or even, I think he'd fit perfectly in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I think he'd be a great fit in Brooklyn, but I think Andre Drummond would be a better fit.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Washington.
I have hope that they're going to make the playoffs. We have seen flashes of greatness out of Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. I don't know. I don't know what you can do because I think you want to hold out hope that you're going to make the playoffs if you're the... I don't know. I think everything comes down to off-season decisions for them. I think they shouldn't push it during the season because it's still very unclear what they're actually going to do.
Yeah, and we saw how bad the market for Westbrook was in them getting him. And they definitely lost that trade, giving up a first-round pick just to be a third-worst team in the East.
Another player we're just completely forgetting about is DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, he's...
He'd be great on the Nets.
He's a free agent still. Wow, that's right. I think I think he'd be solid on the Nets.
Maybe Lakers. Yeah. It feels like a everything is needs, Nets, Lakers. They're already so good.
A team
that
needs offense. Yeah. A team that, or maybe Portland.
Ooh, that would be a great fit, man. No, they already have Cantor, and Cantor is
a great backup. Oh, yeah. I take that back. Cantor is a great backup.
Maybe Nurkic, Cantor.
What about, like, Golden State?
They already tried that.
Yeah, but they tried that, and he got hurt. It worked when he was... I don't know. It's a big...
Give the minutes to Wiseman, in my opinion.
Okay. Orlando. Let's talk a little bit about Orlando, because I... saw a post on Instagram the other day that was like the philosophical reason that the Magic will not blow it up. And I understand completely what they're saying. Basically, the reasoning was that like Vucevic is way more valuable to them than he is to any other team because he can make a bad team an average team, single-handedly make a bad team an average team, but does not have that same effect on making an average team a good team. And that was like the philosophical reason on why the Magic aren't going to blow it up, because they don't feel like they can get the value that they deserve from a Vucevic trade. But I think they need to blow it up, and I've been saying it for a very long time. I think they need to find a Vucevic trade or a Fournier trade at the trade deadline.
Who knows? They might have been good this season if it weren't for, you know, Fultz's Jonathan Isaac getting injured last season and Fultz. They looked good this season, and they would have been in the playoffs if Fultz didn't tear his ACL or tear his whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I think at this point, making the playoffs is not good for them because they've been that seed for a while. Yeah, it's just no man's land. It's time for them to blow it up, and it's been time for them to blow it up for a couple of years.
They got
to
get rid of Fournier, Terrence Ross, Vucevic. What happened to Mo Bamba, man? Get him some minutes.
He hasn't developed in the slightest. Last team in the East, Detroit. Just ride it out.
I think they're in a great place, honestly.
I do too. I think Jeremy Grant is just going to keep developing. I've seen a couple of mock trades for him. I don't think they let him go right now.
I'm not going to say, hey, who knows, maybe he'll go to the Celtics.
I knew you were going to say that. Sadiq Bey has looked great for them.
Let me propose Grant Williams and Carson Edwards.
Ooh, and throw in Jeff Teague and Tristan Thompson in that while you're at it.
That sounds like such a beneficial trade. They want a tank. Hey, we'll give them a tank.
All right, we're going to take a little break. But when we come back, we're going to go over the Western Conference. All right, welcome back. So we're going to start in the West with the Utah Jazz, the first overall seed, Brandon. What moves do you think they need to make?
I absolutely love Jordan Clarkson off the bench for that
team. Oh my God. Just chalk him in as sixth man of the year already. Like, yeah. There's...
Phenomenal.
What move do they need to make, though?
I know this may be asking for too much, and I don't know how they can do this, but they need to get Donovan Mitchell a secondary star.
Yeah.
And that might not be a this season situation, but it could very well be next season thing.
Yes. I agree. This team is not good enough to win a championship right now because they don't have anybody outside Mitchell and Clarkson that can score, really. I just am having a hard time finding out who that would be.
I might be interested in... How would you feel about a Westbrook to Utah situation?
Westbrook hates Utah.
I know, but he likes winning, so.
He hates Utah, and the spacing with him and Mitchell would not be great.
Mitchell's a very good three-point shooter. What are you talking about?
He's a solid three-point shooter. He's nothing special. I don't know. Right. What would the trade be? A Conley for Westbrook kind of swap?
Yeah.
I think Conley's having too good of a year to do that.
Is he really? He's having an okay year. 16 points.
I think he's doing better than what Westbrook would do on that team.
I disagree. I think Westbrook would be putting up way better numbers. Who knows if the winning would be there, but I think...
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think the winning would not be there with Westbrook. I don't know. Maybe this team is good enough to make a run. And I don't think they can really do anything for their depth. I think they have good depth.
Well, I think their window for the championship is opening, and then it's going to close right back up in another year because Rudy Gobert is getting old, you know.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I don't really know what else they could do. So let's move on to Phoenix, 2 seed, which I'm very happy to say those words.
I think you just stand back. Maybe get a creator off the bench, but they already sort of have that in Mikal Bridges.
He starts.
Or they have someone coming off the bench. Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I think this team's good
enough. Full of veterans, yeah.
I think this team's good enough. And I think this team is good enough to make a deep run this year. I think they are. Because I think the Chris Paul effect is going to be that.
Maybe you couldn't get a better center than Frank the Tank. Oh.
Frank, that's my... Oh, that's a top tier nickname.
Is it? Is it?
It's absolutely a top tier nickname in the league. What are you talking about?
Frank the Tank.
But no, this team is solid. Booker's having a great year. Chris Paul's being Chris Paul. DeAndre Ayton is averaging 14 and 11. Mikal Bridges is a most improved candidate. And then they have really good depth, too. Jay Crowder is proving to be incredibly valuable. Yeah, I think this team, you just ride it out. And maybe it's not this year, but if it's not this year, then it's next year. Because I think Chris Paul is going to be able to keep this going for a couple more years.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
All right, Lakers.
I think we've already talked about the Lakers enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd want to see them do something around like Wesley Matthews because he's having a terrible
year. But he's still a good player. He's still a decent player.
Yeah, and also we saw a similar thing happen with KCP last year where it was like he was just having a god-awful regular season and turned it on in the playoffs. I'm not worried about the Lakers. We can just move on. Clippers.
I need to see them get a point guard.
I like Lonzo.
I like Kyle Lowry.
If they can get Lowry, they get Lowry.
Look, then, because essentially after that, it's the Raptors 2018 championship run, but... With 2018-2019 championship run, but instead of Siakam, you have Paul George. Yeah, so that's a no-brainer to me.
I think, if that's available, absolutely. But if that's not, I like Lonzo as another filler there.
I still think he's too young. Portland, I want to see them get LaMarcus Aldridge or Kevin Love.
Yeah.
They need a real secondary scorer. For Damian Lillard.
CJ's come back and looked good.
We say that every year, and then every year they get bounced.
Okay, yeah.
CJ is a choker, man. I don't think Dame's the choker. I think CJ is the real choker.
There is nobody I would rather give the ball to in the crunch than Damian Lillard right now.
Yeah, I know.
He's
exactly.
Definitely not the problem.
No, he's not the problem, but for some reason they still keep getting swept year after year.
Yeah, I like Aldridge... especially with Nurkic's injury history. Aldridge works. And
Kevin Love at power forward?
Yeah, that would work too. Denver.
Denver's an interesting team this year. They have not been great. But I think they're good. I think they have everything they need, you know? It's just a matter of putting it together.
Yeah. I still want to see Bradley Beal.
That's not happening.
I know it's not happening because the Wizards won't do it, but... Michael Porter Jr. and Gary Harris trade package for Brad Beal. That's what I want to see. Can you imagine Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Bradley Beal?
I cannot, because that is not happening.
That would be insane.
That would be pretty crazy. That would be pretty crazy.
And then, like, the defense wouldn't even be that much of a problem, because they'd still have, like, Will Barton and Paul Millsap, who are two really good defenders. I don't know. I would want to see that happen.
Yeah.
San Antonio.
I think they're good. I think they're good.
I want to see them get rid of Aldridge.
I mean, obviously get rid of, but I don't think they need to acquire anybody.
Oh, yeah. I think they need to maybe trade DeRozan. I don't know. Are they happy with where they are right now?
I think Pop's happy because they're developing some good young guns. They got
this young guy. I love their young core.
What's his name? Kelvin Johnson.
Murray. Keldon Johnson has like a 2020 great game.
Yeah, he looks like a new Kawhi.
I like him. I like DeJounte. I like Devin Vassell.
I even like Lonnie in the minutes that he gets.
In the minutes, he's averaging 12 a game this year. That's really solid. I maybe want them to get rid of DeRozan so that he can go to a contender.
We'll see.
Yeah. Where was I? Dallas. We talked a little bit about Dallas, but I think I'm gonna say Lowry.
I would still love to see them get. I don't know how they could, but they need Markieff or Marcus Morris.
I like that. I like that a lot. I think they're gonna, with the roster they have now, jumped up to 4 or 5. But yeah, I like either Morris brother. But they're both on contenders, so that's probably not gonna happen.
Preferably Marcus, if anything. But
oh yeah, because Marcus is better. But Golden State.
They need more scoring. But we've been seeing, again,
Wiggins has looked really good over the last couple of games.
We're not going to put stock into this.
I know we've said it, but like it's a new situation.
It's always a new situation for him.
It's not. He's been in Minnesota, and nobody does anything in Minnesota.
Are you kidding me? We just saw Kat and Anthony Edwards drop 41 and 42, respectively.
Yeah, but Minnesota is also the worst team in the league right now.
Guess what? They're going to be better next year.
I want to see them maybe move Kelly Oubre for another scorer.
He was a massive bust this year.
Yeah, I was high on him coming in. But, shout out my guy Jordan Poole has had a couple of really good. He's averaging like over 20 points per game over the last 5 games. I think they have a couple good young guys coming out of the G League, but I think they need some more win-now players because, like, Draymond and Curry are only going to be Draymond and Curry for so much longer, and I think they need to take advantage of what Wiggins is doing right now. All right, let's move on to Memphis. I think they're good.
They're developing.
They're developing nicely. And they haven't had Jaren Jackson, like, at all this year.
Hey, but Dave, I'm just going to say this. If you go onto his Twitter, you could see a tweet that he likes that says, please come to Boston.
Man, y'all, you got to relax, man.
He's not
going anywhere.
Man. He liked a tweet that said, please come to Boston.
You know how many times people have liked a tweet? That's not happening, man. Memphis has a good young core.
I didn't say it. He said it.
Okay. New Orleans. How do you fix New Orleans?
Just give him some more years, man. Maybe give him some more veterans. Give him a Rondo or somebody hard-headed to... J.J. Redick is okay, but to really develop a team and push it into overdrive, you need to give him a dog like Marcus Smart, Pat Bev.
Yeah, I like that. I like them getting rid of Bledsoe because he's done nothing
this year. Not a dog.
That's what I'm saying. Get him out.
Yeah.
OKC.
They're good.
Ooh, I think we're good. I don't... One. Yeah, I don't even want to get rid of Big Al or George Hill because I like what they've done for our team. But I'm liking the starting lineup we're kind of rolling out right now is like Theo Maledon, Shea, Lou Dort, Poku, and Moses Brown. All incredibly young guys, and Poku looks really good. Brown looks really good. Lou Dort just had a game-winning block and like 20-some points. He's going to be a beast. If Lou Dort is not first team all defense, there's something wrong with this league.
He's not going to be first.
He absolutely should be first team all defense. He's not. Look at the numbers when he's guarding the best players in the league and tell me he's not going to be first team all defense. He is absolutely.
A lot of it is narrative based.
That's what I'm saying. It should not be. He absolutely deserves. He deserves to be first team all defense. He will be eventually. I think he'll be a defensive player of the year. Eventually, I'm very happy, and we got more picks. This is gonna be fun in like 5 years.
I think it'll start being fun the year after next year.
I'd be okay with that. Sacramento. What do you
get rid of? I think you gotta get rid of Buddy Hield.
Okay.
You gotta get rid of Buddy Hield and Bielitsa.
Get rid of the older guys. Get younger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too, because I don't think Fox is the point where you can, like, just win now with him right now.
You need another guy.
But you need another young guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. Houston.
Get rid of John Wall. Get rid of John Wall and Eric Gordon.
I think Eric Gordon's more realistic. I don't think they can get rid of John Wall, so they might have to write out his contract. But let and also just let Oladipo expire in the offseason and commit to a full rebuild. Yeah, that's clearly what they should. And build around Christian Wood. And, yeah, that's what they should do. Minnesota.
They got to keep it going. I like what they have going right now. I like Karl Anthony Towns, and I like Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is starting to look good.
He's starting to look good.
He's easily second place right now for the Rookie of the Year race. And who knows, if he keeps getting these 40-point games and keeps scoring 40 points.
It's going to be neck and neck between him and Halliburton for Rookie of the Year, I think.
You know, really, LaMelo? I think LaMelo still made a pretty strong case.
Yeah. Oh, obviously LaMelo's number one right now, but I think how many games are left in the? There are still 30 games left in the year, so that'll mean he'll have only played half the games. So, I don't know. It'll be between those three, and I think it'll be pretty close.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at @TheOfficialHurryUp, where we post daily content about the NBA. You should also check out our website, thehurryup.com, where we post more in-depth content about the NBA as well. Go follow us on Twitter at @_TheHurryUp, where we plan to give short pieces of insight on relevant news items on a regular basis, and on TikTok at @TheHurryUp as well. Make sure to stay tuned for these weekly NBA segments every Monday, our NFL segment, which comes out Wednesday, and more bonus content on the weekends, including a March Madness segment. Thanks again, and see you guys next week.